Well, I wanted to speak a little bit today with the new members coming in today. I thought it would really be important to get together and talk about the body of Christ and what it means to become a part of God's church. Not just this church, but the bigger church. I think you all get that, right? We're just a spoke in a wheel. And so, you know, and the 30th anniversary is looming. And in a good way, like there's a lot of things that we're preparing for our celebration. And so it's been on our minds, I know, a lot as of late. And I know this church, for a lot of you in this room, I know a lot of your stories. Some I don't, and I can't wait to hear those stories. But a lot of you, I know your stories, and I know what this church represents and what this church means to you. And a church, in general, represents a lot of different things to different people. And sometimes we have similarities and sometimes it's different, right? To some people, a church is a soft place to rest. It's a refuge and a place to charge our batteries, to start up a new week. The church could be a place of love, comfort, friendship, maybe that you don't get anywhere else. For some, it's family, a community of like-minded people coming together for worship, fellowship, or to serve all together. And once again, it's on Sunday mornings, a place to worship, isn't it? A place to feel God, to worship God, to be with other like-minded people, to lift God up. It's a place, hopefully this church is, I know that it is, a place to grow closer to Christ. It's our mission. And for some, it's a place to live out your calling in Christ. This church is a lot of different things, depending on what you need and what you're looking for and how God ministers to you when you walk through those doors. And for this church to be all of these things and things that I didn't even mention, that I didn't think of, that you thought of, we need everyone to do their part in this church. Whether you're a member of this church from the inception, just recently got your beautiful certificate, or if you attend this church on a regular basis, you are very important to this body of Christ and to this church, to do the work of this church. During new membership class, we read pretty much the whole entire 1 Corinthians 12. Paul writes some really great stuff about spiritual gifts. And the last part of that chapter, he writes about what it is to be a body of Christ and what the body of Christ looks like. And he compares it to our own bodies and how we all work together. Every part does its own thing. I want to take a few minutes and read it. It's a little bit lengthy, so pull out your Bibles. It's not that bad. And those of you who are in membership class and heard this, just entertain me. I'm going to read it again, but it's so good. It's so good. I love this part of scripture because this is Christ the cornerstone and what Christ the cornerstone has been for the last 30 years and going on what Christ the cornerstone is going to be. So if you're in 1 Corinthians 12, we're going to start at 12 and we're going to read through 31. In my Bible, it's titled One Body, Many Parts. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts. And though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we will all baptize by one Spirit into one body, whether Jew or Greek, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while the presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body and has given great honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and every one of you is a part of it. And in church, God has appointed first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have the gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret, but eagerly desire the greater gifts? God set us up. God is awesome. Do you guys understand that? And he set this church up with all of us doing different things. He compares us to a body. If you're a foot, be a great foot. Don't worry about being a hand. Someone else is going to be a hand. That's all good. We all come together to work for the larger body of Christ, to do God's work through it. And what's the work that we do? We show people who Jesus is, don't we? We help people find salvation through him. All parts of the body are important, equally important, it says, right? God put it together that way. This church is exactly the same way. Whatever part you play, you are just as important as anybody else. Do you guys get that? It takes all of us coming together to make it work. If we don't have everyone doing their part, the body of Christ, just like our physical body, does not function properly. Right? I have an object lesson that I would like to show you right now, and I have a special volunteer. Silas has volunteered to come forward. So please come forward. Let's give Silas some encouragement. Silas, oh boy, you have the microphone? Who gave him the microphone? I need you down here. Your wife. I need you down here. I'll take care of her later. Uh-oh. Just bear with me here one moment. How you doing back there? You good? Okay. Silas, is this a pen? Boy, I sure hope this is going to work.
Yes.
This is a pen? What do you do with this pen?
You write
with it. Could you do me a favor? Oh, okay. Repeat again. What is this?
A pen.
And what do you do with this?
Write.
Okay, you write with it. Can you do me a favor? Can you write your name on this post-it note right here?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Oh. I've been practicing this and practicing this.
Are you trying to play games on me?
I am. No, I don't need this. Hold this. Si, I have a special pen for you. Sia, I want you to use this pen. Oh, my goodness. Use the pen. Just use the pen and try to write your name, please. My goodness, it's working every time. Okay, wait. Okay, do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Oh, good. Uh-oh, what's wrong? No, don't touch it, please. Oh, my goodness, you messed it up again. I'm going to have ink all over my hand. Okay, write with your pen on this new piece of paper. Write your name. You messed with it, didn't you? Is he messing with it when I turn away? Write your name again. Write your name again. Don't touch it. Okay.
I can't write your bit, so I'm pressing the button.
No, don't push the button. That's the point. You're missing it. Please write your name with this pen and don't touch anything but that and the paper.
I can't write it.
Do it.
Look.
It's perfect. You know what? I prayed about this and I was like, God, please make this work. Look, look how that, okay, write your name with that. How are you doing it to make it work? You're like a miracle worker. Oh, there. Okay, it's not working. Is it working? Okay. 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 So it was not working. Is that correct?
Yes, but I've been trying to push a button. Okay. You won't let me.
I set you up. Here, hold this. I set you up a little. We can see that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at this. You really, I hope it works now. Look what I took out. I took the little spring out, right? And that's why it wasn't working properly, but then you were messing up my demonstration. Okay? So is this a little bitty part?
Yes.
That's a like tiny, tiny, right?
Anyways, you need a spring to make
but
it happen.
You do need all the parts to make it happen, don't you?
Yes.
That was painful. Okay, now write your name on that. I'm going to put it in my Bible. Thank you, Silas. I'll keep the microphone. Great job. You can go have your... Wow. If you guys find pins around here that don't work because the spring's not in them, I unloaded a million pins around this place. Sorry, Pastor Joyce, if you see... I was trying to get it to work, and it was working, but obviously. But you get the point, right, guys? Everybody get the point? That pin does not work without that spring in it. Silas got it to work, but it wasn't working properly. Thank you, buddy. I love you. I love you. Every part needs to be functioning for it to work. That's the idea. This church is the same way. If you're a spring in a pen, I need you to breathe, the spring in the pen. Right? If you're the person trying to do the demonstration, I need you to try to do the demonstration. Maybe somebody else should do it. But you get the idea, right? That spring is so teeny tiny. It's so little compared to that whole entire pen. It's on the inside. You don't even see it. But without that thing in there, the pen doesn't work properly. And so do about a half a dozen other pins that are floating around this church now. We are all needed. We're all needed. No matter what part you play, no matter what your gifts are, no matter, period. We're all needed to be able to complete the body of Christ and function properly. Without you, we don't function. We don't work correctly. We don't work properly. And when we all do our special part, it is an incredibly beautiful thing, folks. It's fun as a pastor to sit back and watch that all happening. It's fun. Best part of the job. Best part of the job. So whatever you need to do within this church, whatever God's calling you to do, whatever your gifts are, whatever he has placed on your heart to do, I encourage you to have conversations with him and do. Because he's telling you that because you play an important role in the big body of Christ. If anyone, including the devil, tells you differently, it's a complete lie. Don't listen to it. I'm telling you the truth today. We read it in the Bible, right? The Bible doesn't lie, does it? It's truth, God, love. So if anybody or anything, the devil included, tells you any differently, you can just tell them to get on scooting that you know differently, and you're going to remember this beautiful demonstration that Silas and I did. With the pen and the parts. You're all significant and you're all important in the body of Christ. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you so much for this lesson today. I thank you for the laughter in this room. I thank you for the love in this room. And I thank you for this church. I thank you for every individual who is playing a part in this church. God. Thank you so much. And help us to grow and do more for you, what you are calling us to do. Help us to be confident in what we do. Help us to understand that it is significant. Every little thing that we do for you is significant to you and to that person we were ministering to, God. God, we love you so much, and we love this church, and we love each other. I just thank you so much for being here with us today. In Jesus' name, amen.